WTAW News Time is 5 after 8. 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Blinn College Board of Trustees have a special meeting this morning to consider the formal agreements to stop construction of the new West Bryan campus and instead be a part of Texas A&M's repurposed Riverside campus.
Blinn administrators estimate the investment on the 95 acres at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Lytton Road is almost $5 million. Of that, $1 million of that investment can be used on what A&M is now calling the Rellis campus. The remaining $3.8 million, according to administrators, will be offset in future savings from lower utility rates, infrastructure costs, and shared resources. Blinn board member Nancy Berry of College Station on WTAW's The Infomaniacs is happy to partner with A&M.
This North Bryan campus that we bought and we were going to put two buildings. We'll only need one building here because there'll be a student resource building on the Rellis campus that Blinn students could use.
Blinn's board's being asked today to approve a stop order on the West Campus. The administrators estimate Blinn will have to pay up to $1.5 million. After that, the board will consider the formal agreement with the A&M system. Minimum construction cost at Rellis is between $24 and $31 million. That compares to more than $46 million at the standalone location. This morning's meeting starts at 10 in Brenham. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two children are among the latest to have died following last week's severe weather. Brenham police say a 16-year-old died yesterday when a tree limb fell on him while cleaning up storm debris. And along the Brazos River in Parker County, the search continues for a 10-year-old who fell into the water while trying to go after a fish in the Horseshoe Bay area. The count of destroyed and damaged homes in Bryan from last week's severe weather has topped 200. Crews are still assessing flooding damage, which at last count exceeded 50, all but one in the Pecan Ridge subdivision north of Boonville and east of Austin's Colony. Tornado damage affected more than 150 homes, mostly in Wheeler Ridge, where Bryan police is continuing a 24-hour presence. The commander of the Texas State Guard was the keynote speaker at a local joint observance of Memorial Day.
You understand that on Memorial Day, we honor the ideas and the values of those fallen and what they stood for and died defending.
You can hear comments from Major General Jake Betty and the rest of yesterday's program online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man accused of family violence against the same victim 9 times in the last 4 months was arrested Saturday morning following a foot chase. 32-year-old Trumaine Carter is in jail on bonds totaling $110,000. According to the arrest report, the higher bond was sought due to assaulting the victim 4 times and threatening to kill them twice. An ex-wife is in jail after she was arrested for punching her ex-husband multiple times outside the Veterans Affairs office in College Station last month. According to the arrest report, one of 3 witnesses to the attack stepped in to separate 39-year-old Kimberly Faircloth from her ex, who was in the process of leaving a post-traumatic stress disorder meeting. The second time Bryan police went to a call of a domestic disturbance on Sunday, the husband was arrested. 35-year-old Thomas Cruz is accused of shoving his wife into a door with enough force that the door cracked. According to the arrest report, Cruz returned to the home after officers took him to a hotel following the first disturbance. WTAW News Time is 9 after 8. It's 73 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, There is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, say 11. It's time for some weather. The weather is brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are the numbers.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine today. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm during the afternoon, 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 70 to 75. Remaining mostly cloudy tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 80 to 85. Showers and storms are likely tomorrow night, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms will continue into Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we were talking right before we went to the news. Probably should have allowed a little more time because I got some phone calls after that. Things that are simple for some people that you can't do. Okay, or maybe you know somebody who can't do these things. So, can you whistle with your fingers?
I can't.
Okay. Well, you used to train horses.
Yeah, I would think but I that can whistle, but I don't use my hands.
Okay, so. That would have come in handy. You know anybody who could do that? My mom could do that.
Yeah, it's always like somebody's like great grandma or something.
Carrie, could you do that? Can you whistle with your fingers?
I can't. I mean, I can make the same whistle just without my fingers.
Yeah, that's what most people. Well,
it's
we are
probably
always
someone's grandma. Yeah. That's dirty habits. Get your hands out of your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing with your fingers in your mouth? You know, but the others had were throw a frisbee, snap your fingers, wrap gifts, wink with your non-dominant eye, you know, those sorts of things. Anyhow. Chelsea was in there winking like crazy. She told me she can wink with either eye. So
too,
just there. Can you do that too?
I can't really throw. I can throw a frisbee. It's baseballs.
Yeah.
I can't throw.
You're not a baseball.
I was in soccer my whole life.
Okay.
So yeah. My husband makes fun of me because he was a pitcher. So
okay.
He could throw really well.
Well, Chelsea played in high school and college, so she can probably bring it. So yeah, just saying. Okay.
I mean, Scott, you don't have to brag on me or anything.
Well, I didn't
know
if you would, but I figured you did, so, you know, you may as well.
Yeah, no, I can throw.
That's it, okay. Tonight is the premiere of America's Got Talent, speaking of which, on NBC. Also tonight on NBC will be the first episode of a brand new variety series. I think this will be an abysmal failure. I don't think people care that much. Maya Rudolph and Martin Short will be the hosts. Tom Hanks, Larry David, Jimmy Fallon, Miley Cyrus will guest star on the first show. It will air each week from 30 Rock in New York. Lorne Michaels is the executive producer. I just don't see it.
So it's like Saturday Night Live in primetime?
Well, but, I guess they're going to have a little bit of comedy there with those guys. But the deal is people only watch what they want to watch. And if somebody comes on who they don't like, I think they're going to switch channels. And will they ever come back? That's my thought. Either that or they're waiting for a train wreck of any number of reality shows like Real Housewives of fill in whatever city. You know, if you're not going to have people pulling one another's hair or yelling at folks, I don't think people want to watch.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway. In the meantime, let's find out what's going on. How'd things go with the weather in the Humane Society?
Everything went well. We are fortunate enough to be at a piece of property that drains.
Uh-huh.
So other than some really minor flooding through the, like, into our supply room of the cat building, because it came underneath the wall.
Oh, okay.
That, we're good.
Wow, okay. Well, that's a good thing, because it'll be a while, hopefully, before we have that much rain again. So what have we got going on?
So, well, tomorrow June mm-hmm. is Adopt-A-Cat Month, so it's just moving right into the next thing.
There
you
go. Okay.
June is Adopt-A-Cat Month, so cat and kitten adoptions for the month of June will be half price.
What's the cat supply looking like?
It is okay at this shelter. Our kitten population in Foster is astronomical, okay. and we are constantly needing to put more into Foster. So if that's something you're interested in, please, please sign up. We currently have 65 kittens in foster care that'll all be ready for adoption here in the next, well, in the month of June.
Generally, I mean, how many people adopt their first cat? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like taking on a first dog is okay. Taking on a first cat, you know, like maybe you never grew, if you grew up with them in your house, I could understand that. But, I mean, I wonder how many people actually say, I want a pet in my house and I want it to be a cat.
It's, I think over the, since I started in 2005 at the shelter, I think there's definitely been an increase of the number of people who are adopting cats instead of dogs because it's just, it's not, you know, there's more and more men adopting cats because they want a pet. You can leave for 24 hours, you know, 48. Yeah. You can just have somebody stop by. You don't have to have someone walk it necessarily. There's less upkeep as far as the boarding goes if you do go out of town. You know, they're a little more self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. So I think it's becoming more popular. And in this town, with the increase in apartment complexes, you really got to, you know, look at a cat as your option.
Yeah, well, again, you don't find cats, they don't have accidents. They know where they're supposed to go.
Usually,
I'll give them that. I don't give cats much credit.
We do occasionally have people who adopt that eight-week-old kitten and go, well, it's not using the litter box, and we do find out that, you know, the kitten didn't know you put the litter box, the covered litter box with the flap behind the guest room toilet. You know, the kitten's not thinking, it's just going, I'm in a really big place. You
right,
know,
right,
just
right.
Look at it from their perspective. Get down on the ground.
Okay.
And we, you know, coach them through that. So it is still, when you adopt a cat, best opportunity for house litter box usage, keep them confined to whatever room the litter box is in for a couple of days. And it might be longer if it's a younger kitten.
Sure. Now, what's that half price adoption include?
So it's same thing as always. The animal will be spayed or neutered, will be microchipped. You'll have at least one round of vaccination. Some of these kittens that are coming back from foster care are having two or three rounds, depending on how long they've been in foster care. You will have local vet coupons, local pet retail coupons, 30 days pet health insurance, all sorts of stuff. If we get, we randomly sometimes get things donated by various businesses to put in the adoption bags as well. So you never know. It's it's a $300 to $400 value.
Wow, good deal. That's for sure. And that's all during the month of June.
Yep. Half price cat and kitten adoptions.
All right. Anything else we need to remind them about?
We have a camp coming up, first camp in June. The June camp is 8 to 12 year olds. The July camp will be 13 to 15 year olds. And the August camp will be back to 8 to 12 year olds. So really great opportunity. Lots of interactive with not just dogs and cats. We've got Urban something. They have, and I'll think of it later.
Okay.
They do the raptors.
Okay.
So they'll have birds of prey out there, et cetera. Oh. I mean, chickens, horses, goats, donkeys, you name it. We have those kids interact with a lot of various animals.
Oh,
so a really wide variety, reptiles as well. So some of them, you know, some of those kids aren't so keen on some of those reptiles. It's okay. We're not making them do anything, but they at least get to see them.
There you go. That's it. So you may have a future animal lover in your home. And it's a good way to find out.
Exactly.
About it, right?
Go to our website to sign up your kiddo, aggielandhumane.org, and look for animals available for adoption, and on our Lost and Found page, because as soon as they come in, we try to get their pictures up, and with the way the weather's been, check out the Lost and Found page.
Yep, we'll do it. All right, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
With the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Carrie's here this morning from the Chamber. What's happening in y'all's world?
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, you know, we haven't slowed down too much with the rain. We did, like most people, we had off on Friday. We follow Bryan ISD's schedule, so.
Sure. So you're gone for 2 months then? 3 months? No. Go ahead.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll see y'all in September.
Yeah.
now, we do have an event tomorrow that I want to mention really quickly because we've got just a few spots left. We've actually closed registration, but I do have a few seats left for our Inner Circle exclusive luncheon tomorrow. It's from Lab to Marketplace, Commercialization and Entrepreneurship in the Texas A&M Engineering Station. It's sponsored by Kyle Office Products and Texas A&M University. Jezebel's is going to be doing lunch for us, so that's pretty exciting.
Sure.
A lot of times our events are so big that we have to hire
somebody to bring the food in.
A big caterer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's nice when we're able to use chamber members that can provide food on a smaller basis. So that's pretty nice for us. But it's going to be on campus in the Emerging Technologies Building at Texas A&M. It's the one right on the corner of Bazell and University, across from where they're redoing Zachary.
Yes,
And Dr. Duncan Maitland, he's a professor of biomedical engineering at A&M. This is his program, the engineering station at A&M, and he's going to be talking about what they do there and kind of how they prepare the students to not only be able to complete this research and all the crazy amazing things that they do, but then how do they market it for local and nationwide retailers? So pretty interesting, and like I said, it's $30. We do have some tickets, a couple tickets left. Our business after hours for June, we're very excited. It's going to be at First Alliance Mortgage. They have a new, they've been in about a year, but pretty new building on 750 William D. Fitch, right across from Tower Point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like a new suite of office condos. They're over there. But it's going to be June 9th, 5:30 until 7. I know that they have a lot planned for us. So they're going to have desserts by Cafe Excel. They've got live music by Chris Crow. A ton of amazing giveaway prizes from their new neighbor. It's Artisan Rejuvenation Medi Spa.
Uh-huh.
And so they've donated a lot of the giveaways throughout the night. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You will not want to miss it. Again, mark it down Thursday, June 9th. And then coming up, a couple weeks from today, it's coming up fast, is our 9th annual Community Softball Classic.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes, this is our, we do this event every year to raise money and awareness for the 100 Club, but also just to, it's a tribute and salute to our first responders. Mm-hmm. So the game features Bryan and College Station police officers versus Bryan and College Station fire. So it's a police versus fire softball game. Mm-hmm. We'll have some of the emergency vehicles out there. College Station fire always brings their little robot guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a great event. Now, your ticket, which you they're on sale now. You can buy them. There's a link on our website. But your ticket is also good for a meal and the Bombers game afterwards. So this year it's on a Saturday. We've moved it. We're trying to engage the community a little bit more. And so hopefully that'll help people bring their kids out. But it's just a really our title sponsor for this event is CHI St. Joseph. So a big thank you to them. And then our team sponsors, McDonald's sponsors the police team and College Station Professional Firefighters Association will sponsor our fire team.
Okay.
So big thank you to them. But come on out and look for tickets on our website. One note, we have Founders Night coming up, our second annual Founders Night. This year it's going to be at the Texas A&M campus, the President's Home, which we've never done an event there.
Yeah,
so we're
fun.
Pretty excited, and it's going to be open to the public. So come on out. You'll get a chance to kind of look around there. But we're looking for a title sponsor for this event. So that's why I wanted to mention it. The date is July 15th, so go ahead and mark it down and save the date. But if your company is interested in being a title sponsor for this event, we also have a ton of other sponsorships available. We'll have casino games and all kinds of live music. It's just a really fun event. So give us a call about that. And now some ribbon cuttings coming up. We do have a ribbon cutting today at Baked or Fried at 11:30 a.m. So this is they are located in the little strip on Freedom Boulevard by the Bryan Walmart.
Okay.
If you're familiar with those,
sure.
The GameStop.
Between that
there.
And, that and Wells Fargo, that's Freedom right
there's
there.
There's a little strip of offices. And they've kind of got a new take on the baked potato.
Okay.
So come check that out. They are going to be serving some lunch today, 11:30 a.m., baked or fried. And then Wednesday, tomorrow, June 1st, we'll have a deluxe ribbon cutting for Triseum. They're located at 214 North Main in downtown. And they do high-quality learning video games, and they're debuting their very first game tomorrow at the ribbon cutting.
How fun.
So it is. Very exciting. And it's just cool that there's somebody right here locally that is doing that, at software development.
And what time is that?
That's going to be at 4:30 until 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they'll have some snacks and treats for us, but also they'll show off their new game that they're debuting. And then later on this week on Friday, June 3rd, we will have a ribbon cutting for Farmhouse Creamery. They're opening up in the Tower Point Shopping Center. And this is going to be the first of its kind in Texas, even. We don't have any of those here. So we're very excited for them. They got 28 flavors of ice cream, and they're going to, of course, have some
samples.
Have some ice cream for
what
us.
What a deal. Yeah,
so,
okay.
So we have breakfast or lunch for you today. We'll have ice cream for you on Friday. And lunch tomorrow if you sign up for a ticket. The Chamber's going to feed you this week.
That's the deal. There was some more information. Keep going. I know you got more.
Well, we do have an Inner Circle Platinum member spotlight. It's the Make and Trust of College Station. So stop into any one of their five or six locations around town and tell them hi and that the Chamber sent you.
Yeah.
And if you want more information on any of these events, you can go to our website at www.bcschamber.org or just give me a call at 260-5200.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this
morning.
Thank
you.
Busy as we start the summer. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save, like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
So, business owners, are you getting what you need as far as speed is concerned? Suddenlink can make sure the answer to that is yes, always yes. And right now, you can get high-speed internet, 75 meg downloads, 10 meg uploads, for as low as $124.95 per month. Remember this, there are over 100,000 business customers that trust Suddenlink every day for their daily business communications need, and you can do that too. Now, if you want more than 75 meg, you can get all the way up to big 1 gig bandwidth. Now, that is about 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet connection, and you can get that right now from Suddenlink. And remember, these are local folks here to help you out. Call Chad Cowan. There's a special number for business customers. It's 595-2413, 595-2413. And remember, you bundle your phone, your video, and your Suddenlink services, and you can save more money. You can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information, too. But first, why don't you make the call to Chad? 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business Services.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The European Data Protection Supervisor says a data transfer pact between the EU and U.S. needs significant improvements. And the agreement was supposed to safeguard EU citizens' personal information when stored in the U.S., but the supervisor now says it was not robust enough. After a two-and-a-half-year absence from U.S. TV, Simon Cowell is back as a judge on America's Got Talent. Cowell, who helped lead a talent competition renaissance on the monster hit American Idol, rejoins the U.S. reality TV landscape for season 11 of NBC summer hit Talent, a show he created and produces. Disney is not amused by the knockoff Snow White and Captain America characters at Wanda Group's new theme park and entertainment complex in Nanchang, China. The company's vowing action against Wanda after photos of characters who resembled Disney icons surfaced. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher. After stocks closed higher on Friday and for the week, the Dow Industrials gained 372. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It's summer. Time to go to the river, the lake, hike, and barbecue, but you can't do any of that stuff because your dog is a nightmare and you don't know what to do. But that's okay. Sit Mean Sit is here to help. They have trainers and techniques that let you stop living your life around your dog and start living life with your dog. And they have prices to fit any budget. They even offer board and train options. Get with them today and enjoy the best summer you and your dog ever had. SitMeansSit.com. That's SitMeansSit.com.
Kim Commando here. You probably heard last week that our government spends billions each year maintaining old, early 1970s era mainframe computers that use antiquated floppy disks. one of the oldest, is running the Pentagon Strategic Automated Command and Control System. It's a 1976 IBM Series 1 computer that started out with 16 kilobytes of RAM. It coordinates all U.S. nuclear forces, the bombers, and the ICBMs. By comparison, your home PC is probably running 4 megabytes of RAM. The hacker community weighed in with a surprising take. Any computer using floppies is almost impossible to hack. All the data is stored outside the computer on hundreds of floppies. A human being has to load each one as the computer calls for it. The Series 1 is known to be very reliable and could easily run for another 40 years. Sleep well. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to epson.com/ecotank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. As residents of Washington County continue to deal with the aftermath of record flooding, the Blinn College Board of Trustees is moving ahead with this morning's special meeting to change expansion plans in Brazos County. Administrators have released more information about building on Texas A&M's former Riverside campus and ending construction on property purchased last year in West Bryan.
Blinn administrators say the cost of building at what A&M calls its new Rellis campus is between $24 and $31 million. That does not include what A&M might charge for parking, landscaping, or redesign fees to meet their requirements. Blinn figured on spending more than $46 million at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Blinn board member Nancy Berry of College Station on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the decreased cost is due to A&M providing a student resource center.
The university's proposal is just fantastic for the future of Blinn. It's an opportunity to partner with other organizations and institutions within the Rellis campus, including private research and development companies, the engineering station, the experiment station.
In addition to approving an agreement with the A&M system, Blinn's board will have to terminate all its contracts related to its 95-acre West campus. That's estimated to cost up to $1.5 million. That's part of an overall investment of nearly $5 million to handle what's been a growing student population. Administrators believe they can use $1 million of the investment at Rellis. The rest will be paid off by future savings from shared resources, lower utility rates, and infrastructure costs. This morning's meeting starts at 10 in Brenham. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The count of destroyed and damaged homes in Bryan from last week's severe weather has topped 200. Crews are still assessing flooding damage, which at last count exceeded 50, all but one in the Pecan Ridge subdivision north of Boonville and east of Austin's Colony. 12 duplexes had at least 18 inches of water. The most was 27 inches. Bryan residents with flood damage who live outside of Pecan Ridge and Austin's Colony are asked to contact the city so an inspector can check the exterior of their property. Tornado damage affected more than 150 homes. Bryan Police is continuing a 24-hour presence in Wheeler Ridge today. A decision will be made later today whether that will continue. The summer swimming season in Bryan, delayed by last week's storm, starts today when the Bryan Aquatic Center opens for the season. The grand opening of the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park will be this Saturday, along with pools at Sue Haswell and Henderson. The death toll in Washington County from last week's severe weather is 5. Brenham police say a 16-year-old died yesterday when a tree limb fell on him while cleaning up storm debris. and along the Brazos River in Parker County, west of Fort Worth. A 10-year-old is missing after falling into the water while fishing with friends in the Horseshoe Bay area.
Donald Schauer is Parker County's Emergency Management Battalion Chief and says they're trying their hardest to bring closure to the boy's family.
We're going to keep trying the best we can.
The boy's friends chased him down the riverbank, hoping to rescue him, but Schauer says the boy wasn't wearing a life jacket and quickly went under the water. Kristen Weissel, TSN News.
The commander of the Texas State Guard was the keynote speaker at the local joint observance of Memorial Day.
The words, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends," have come to symbolize American servicemen and servicewomen's sacrifice in defending our freedoms and liberties.
You can hear comments from Major General Jake Betty and the rest of yesterday's program online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man who told Bryan police he was a low-level cocaine dealer was arrested Saturday afternoon after a traffic stop for an outdated vehicle registration. 48-year-old Anselmo DeAnda, who is out of jail after posting bond, was caught with about $1,000 of cocaine and $1,300 in cash. A Bryan man is out of jail on bond after he was arrested for drunk driving, then punching out a nurse at the College Station Medical Center who was doing a blood draw. 34-year-old Merwin Mexicano was arrested Friday during the midnight hour after the Mustang he was driving struck a tree outside Lane's Chicken on Texas. And another crash that ended in a drunk driving arrest was early Saturday morning on Copy Road Bridge and Road in College Station. According to the DPS arrest report, a pickup driven by 51-year-old Michael Terrell of College Station was on the driver's side and partially submerged in water. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 73 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
We've been telling you for a long time, Amish Furniture for Generations, the buying experience there is different than it is at any other furniture store because it's bench-built, solid wood furniture. You go in, you see a floor model, or you see something in a catalog, and then you can customize it as far as the wood, the finish, any other items you might want to add or change, and then the piece is actually manufactured. Kent goes and gets it, brings it back. Now, in addition to that, the business has changed drastically over the years because more and more designers have gotten into it. A few years ago, people who had been in the RV furniture designing business decided to get into that when that area kind of went into a dip. Well, they got into the idea of building furniture, handcraft, bench-built furniture, by Amish Craftsmen still, but a wider selection for you, the people who are looking for that kind of product and furniture. And more designs are being added, too, having to do with storage within units and kind of security compartments. Kent was showing me some of those a few months ago, and he was showing them to me a few months ago because they were going to be coming in June. So they're coming in this month. Opportunity for you to see the newest things that are going on in solid wood furniture. Amish Furniture for Generations, they're located right there on in the Boonville Shopping Center, just down from Kroger. Let's have a look at weather brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine developing today with the threat of an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy at times overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. There's the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs 80 to 85. Scattered showers and storms tomorrow night. Lows near 70. Remaining cloudy Thursday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, again, as far as the percentages go, if we're going to get any rain, it'll be after 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's just a matter of this is the driest day of the week, it looks like now. 30% chance of showers today and tonight. 60% on Wednesday, then 70% on Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night, 60% on Friday, and 50% on Saturday. Only precipitation in the state right now looks to be about southwest of Odessa, so it's a long way off from us. But again, as it heats up today, because there's so much humidity out there, could pop up at any time. Winds out of the southeast at 8 right now, and 96% relative humidity. So, just saying. All right, so do medical miracles really happen? Doctors and other medical professionals seem like the scientific type. You don't often hear them talking about spiritual power or medical miracles. But one surgeon, named Dr. Alan Hamilton, decided to conduct a poll of several other medical professionals. He asked them if they had ever seen anything miraculous or anything that they couldn't explain with patients. Every single person he talked to said yes. Yeah. They all had seen people who should have died recover miraculously. He then asked why they didn't discuss these things more openly, and the usual response was, because everybody think I was crazy.
I feel like stuff happens like that all the time, but maybe not on such like a, you know, life or death scale.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of all the things that the internet has done, is it has caused us to understand that we are a community, and things that we thought we were only dealing with or a situation we were the only ones who ever had, you find out there's a commonality out there.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I would think as time goes on, there'll probably be more opportunities for people to get that stuff out there and talk about it. But thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you don't necessarily mention the medical miracles, because they're probably, you know, even though they happen all over the place in random instances, they're the random instance.
Yes.
So,
they're not going to be the common practice as to how that goes on.
Yeah.
But good to know that it's out there.
Makes oh, yeah.
Good. So now, if you bank online, you must know about this new threat that could, well, basically clean out your bank account. According to CNBC, the virus known as GOZNYM, that's GOZNYM, infects the computer and then waits silently until the user visits their bank's website. The criminal is sitting on the other end, obtaining that information in real time and stealing money. So far, they've stolen at least $4 million. Consumers' computers typically get infected by clicking on links in emails.
Yes.
The email might be a message about a security solution or an update. If you click the link, you might think nothing happened, but from that point on, you are exposed. Criminals who are behind GOZNYM are so sophisticated, they can change online banking websites to show full balances and even after funds have been transferred out.
Wow.
So they take your money, but they make it look like it's still there. Banks and antivirus software companies scrambling, try to figure out a way to put the damper on this.
That's scary.
Well, yeah, it's getting bad out there.
One more reason, I mean, if you're still doing it, one more reason, just don't click on any suspicious links.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking today, I mean, just this morning, and it says, Scott, I sent you a message. Well, yeah, I don't know who that person was, so you know, you trash it. So just be sure and do that.
Or you could just use one of those computers that uses nothing but the floppy disks, like on Something You Should Know earlier.
Yeah, and no, Kim Commando was just talking about it again, which we had discussed that the Defense Department was doing that. So, All right, this guy definitely ain't no Spider-Man. A man in England had to be rescued from a rock face in Plymouth after he climbed up 65 feet into the air and couldn't get down. Firefighters called to rescue him. He kept saying he was Spider-Man, but eventually he had to be rescued. Oh, and he was arrested and taken in for questioning. Speaking of arrested, now this has got to make you feel a little concerned. You still have to keep an eye on prisoners in minimum security. Department of Corrections in Oklahoma say Shannon Bryant, who's 41, walked away from the William Key Correctional Center Saturday night, serving a four-year sentence for conviction in 2015, but apparently he had other plans. He walked out. Problem is, police haven't found him yet.
Well, if he was in minimum security, hopefully it wasn't horrible what he did.
Plane in China struck by lightning. Did you see that?
No.
Before taking off, it was on the ground. There's video out there of it. Southern Airlines says, thankfully, nobody was on board the plane. It was headed in for an overhaul. And it's, the pictures you can find, it's right there. It's got, it's on the tarmac, and you can only see part of it because the walkway obstructs the exact contact point on the plane. But it just struck the heck out of that airplane.
Yikes.
There you go. Alabama, in Birmingham, police officer dashed into the woods alone to search for a man who had called 911 saying he'd run into the forest, and there were two armed men who were chasing him. The gunmen were never found. The officer soon located the distressed caller and then was lost. And he couldn't get back to the street. 3 hours. It took 3 hours for the canine unit to find him. I know. That'll be fun in the break room today in Birmingham, won't it? Yeah. All right. It's 9:15.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org. That's collegestation.sw.org.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 12 minutes till. I think we started this in 2013, Brazos Valley Media Giving Back. It's our company along with KBTX and the Eagle. And just whenever, again, this one started back in 2013. I think it was the Oklahoma tornado victims up there. But anyhow, you can do this again if you'd like to. You can make donations to Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund. The fund itself is at the bank and trust locations around town. If you'll make your checks payable to BV Media Giving Back, and then in the memo line, if you'll put May 2016 storm victims, that helps out. And these are financial donations that'll be used to help as far as any kind of recovery needs as they become available to us. Obviously, we know about Wheeler Ridge and how hard it was hit. Talking about more than 100 homes that have various degrees of damage out there. And also, as we mentioned, this week, the city of Bryan will only be doing brush and bulky pickup in that area. No place else in the city of Bryan for this week. Of course, over to Miramont Country Club Estates, a roof, I think, was stripped off of one of the houses over there. In Washington County, we know they've had up to 20 inches of rain and five people have died there. So if you'd like to be a part of it that way, we would really appreciate your support. It's BV Media Giving Back, and you write that check and
drop it off at the bank and trust and put the notation on there, May 2016 storm victims. We would appreciate it.
All right, so
that's one of the things that makes me really proud to work here, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad that we're a local-owned company, that we can do that, that we can get things started and do what's necessary. We, you know, we were here Thursday. Gosh, thought we were going to have to be here on Friday, but fortunately it didn't. The rains did not continue. But, you know, we appreciate our listeners as well, because we end up being a conduit, kind of a community for them to be able to listen, and for people who are really frustrated trying to move from point A to point B with the weather the way that it was. We appreciate y'all sharing information with us. And it's also good to put in place, or at least make people aware, for instance, in the school districts, when you have some sort of an emergency. Now, there have been times when there's an emergency for just a single campus, but here, as far as Bryan was concerned, it was system-wide. And so you maybe had never paid attention, quite honestly, as a parent, as to what the procedures were. But Dr. Wallace was able to explain to us what those procedures were, how they come in place, and what you as a parent need to do. And I'll again echo one of the discussions that we had had with him, and that was keeping your contact information up to date. Make sure that you have the proper and current address and phone number and maybe email address, the other ways, all the ways that they can get in touch with you, and find out if they also want to have some secondary person. Because, you know, for instance, if you'd have been out of town on Thursday and your child, you know, you wanted to try to make connection with the school, or they were trying to make connection with you, you need to have a way to do that. But understand there is a procedure in place, and obviously, we'll all pay closer attention to it now that we've had to implement that. But they've got plans for these sorts of things when they happen. It's just a matter of following the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
They got a little extra food and, you know, got home a little later than they planned, but everybody got home safely, so that was good.
All right, so have you seen the commercial for the lady who is, she's got a watermelon sliced open and she's doing little watermelon balls, okay? Her husband calls her from the store saying, it looks like we need eggs, because he is on his phone in the store looking inside his refrigerator because the refrigerator has a camera inside.
Oh.
I have not seen this commercial.
Seen it either, yeah.
Well, I think it's just come out. My wife told me about it, and then a couple of days later we saw it over the weekend.
Okay.
And all I saw was a stagnant shot at the end. But it's clear, it's you know, it's a side-by-side. It's clear that on the refrigerator panel, there also is a screen that really pretty much looks like your desktop for Windows 10. It's got your phone, it's got your clock right here. It looks like it has other pictures and messages and things like that.
Well, the future is now.
Yeah, well, again, that's one more thing to go wrong on your refrigerator.
That too.
But
have we really reached a point in society where we're too lazy to make lists for
grocery
store?
Yeah,
all you have to do is open up your refrigerator door and snap a picture with your phone.
Of course.
Because nothing is going to be moving unless you have like 8 teenage boys that just ransack the fridge from the minute you leave to the minute you get to the grocery store.
And, you know, his jovial end is, oh, well, that's what it's like to be married to an artist. And I know they're probably trying to make light of it, but at what point do we really need to be having a camera inside? I know you're going, well, wait, I'm at the grocery store and nobody else is home and I need to see if we need milk. And, again, how does the light come on in there?
Yeah.
Isn't the light supposed to go off?
Now we'll know.
Yeah.
It's like night vision camera.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so all that to tell you this, Samsung Electronics now is adding more advertisements to its internet-connected TVs as it sets new revenue sources for its struggling TV business. The world's largest TV maker, based on shipments, added new tile ads to the main menu bar of its premium TV in the U.S., in June of 2015, and is planning to expand the option to Europe in coming months. People familiar with the matter said Samsung is working to expand its pool of advertising clients by using not only agencies but ad sales teams in New York. Samsung's decision to expand its advertising initiative marks a fresh attempt to move beyond hardware sales. Because, you know, it's like anything else. All right, I've got three TVs. Why would I need another one?
Yeah.
I've got this. Why would I need another one? Now it's the idea that Samsung will actually be out there trying to make money in advertising.
So my question is, when are they going to start advertising on things in our fridge that we can see from our phone?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, it's a little creature that is what turns that light on in your refrigerator. He lives in your refrigerator, and he lives off of socks. He's that little creature that eats one sock a week.
Thank you.
The one you're missing from the dryer?
Yeah. Mystery.
Oh, my gosh.
Solved.
I'm going to name mine.
Yeah, hello?
So how much longer before the refrigerator display starts running advertisements like the gas station fuel pump?
I know. That's exactly
what
we're
going to
see.
They're in your home.
They are. I mean, they're there.
They're already there on the TV.
Yep. Why not?
And on your
Texans
cell phone.
Love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Green Teams welcome's University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW is about 3 minutes till. This is, I guess, maybe not totally surprising. Data analysis shows the since 1950, the average U.S. American home has nearly tripled in size, nearly three times bigger since 1950. And Merriam-Webster has sought to end the controversy which has raked America over the coals for decades by tweeting out that the hot dog is definitely a sandwich.
Nah.
Oh, good.
I've been saying this for years.
I've never heard this debate.
I haven't either.
Where have I been?
I don't know. I haven't either. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess because there's bread involved and it's got meat in between the two pieces of bread,
right,
then that would be
technically
the reason.
Depending on your definition of a sandwich,
yes,
so is a taco. Because it's got an outer layer of some sort of a starch or something, and then meat, vegetables, and such in between.
Then
a hamburger is definitely a sandwich, right?
That's probably right. Hello.
I want to thank you guys for your coverage on Thursday, especially you, Scott. I know you get up real early and you stayed real late. I appreciate it.
Thanks, but Chelsea had a longer day than I did.
Yeah,
she got up
thanks,
earlier
Scott.
Than I did, and she worked later, too. But that's good. And we're glad. Well,
but yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah, we're sorry we have to do it, but we did that. Now, but see, here's the deal. Is you know, like when we do the best of the Brazos, I think we do hamburger separate from sandwich.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I don't know. We may have to reclassify that. I know. These are the kind of challenge. You wonder what we do after 9 o'clock
here. Do we do
a
best hot dog?
We don't do that.
I think it's a situation where, you know, like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not always a square.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's sort of like a hamburger is a sandwich, but a sandwich isn't always a hamburger.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, these are the challenges that we deal with on the radio, at the radio station, when we're not on the air. We just
countless
want to
let you know. Hours of debate in the break room.
Oh, it's so horrible. A wedding reception aboard a boat got off to a rocky start when the vessel ran aground in Boston Harbor. Yeah, the Majesty became stuck on Saturday night, 152 people aboard, nobody injured, all passengers safely transferred to another boat. But boy, what a great story you get to tell.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
I'm thinking more of like you hold your guests hostage on a boat during the wedding reception.
Yeah.
So they have to stay.